start using cutting-edge Warp Speed 5G technology with your cell phone. Let me tell you about my friends at mobilemobile.io. They have an ultra-fast 4G LTE and 5G network that covers 99% of Americans. So they've got you covered everywhere. Think about it for a moment. You have the opportunity to take a test drive for 10 days with unlimited talk, text, and premium data. What is premium data? Premium data is an allotment of a cellular data that you receive from a higher priority on the network. You won't get throttled like you will with some of those, well,
non-brand
service providers. To find out more information, all you have to do is go to mobilemobile.io. That's mobilemobile.io to start your 10-day free trial.
Hello.
You're listening to Safety FM Minicast.
Well, it's Friday, so you know this is going to be a Safety FM mini episode.
This episode of the broadcast and the podcast is brought to you by Safety Focus Moments. They're consultants that want to help you get the safety culture you've been looking for. For more information, go to safetyfocusmoment.com.
Well, hello and welcome to Safety FM. This is Jay Allen. I hope everything's going grand and great in your neck of the woods. Of course, with the week coming to an end, hopefully you'll be able to enjoy your weekend. That's if you're off, of course. If you're off, not off during the weekend, you can still enjoy it, even at work, from time to time, depending on how you have it all set up. Anyways, with it being a mini episode, I always like to have conversations on things going on, and today is no different. Today, I want you to know that everyone in life fails at one point or another. And for me, it's no different. I've had failure after failure after failure, where it's gotten to the point where I started to realize how normal it is to have these failures. I've had failures in my personal life, failures in my professional career, failures that probably most people wouldn't even talk about. But one of the biggest failures that I think about all the time was what caused me to get involved with safety. And it was an operational failure. Working at the organization that I was at, and there being a fatality accident that occurred at the org. That event changed everything for me. That event makes me look back all the time of going and looking at it and thinking about the situation and saying, what could we have done better? Yes, we talk about incidents and accidents all the time, but from time to time, we need to talk about fatalities. We need to talk about failures. This one catastrophic failure inside of the organization has led me to want to change the way that I did work. Made me want to put this huge focus on safety, something that I did not really do at that time. So I always look at it and wonder, was it a successful failure, even though it led to a catastrophic event? Things have changed so much over the years as I look at it and talk about the things that go on inside of this world of safety of ours. And not that there you could ever justify someone losing a life. And believe me, that's not what I'm trying to do today. But without that incident of this catastrophic failure occurring, would I be where I'm at today? Would the people inside of the organization be where they're at today? Focusing on the level of safety that they focus on now. It's always one of those interesting subjects when you think about it. And I think that that's what we need to learn from all failures. They lead to other things. Sometimes they lead to new beginnings. Not sure really where to go with this one today, but I thought that it was something that was important that we should discuss, that failure is normal. And we need to talk about the failures that do occur inside of our organization. And we do need to talk about the failures that occur in our personal lives. And yes, I know some people will always use that kind of thing against us. But also at the same time, too, it humanizes us. It allows us to have those conversations with people, with our coworkers, with our superiors, for them to understand how normal failure is. Anyways, I have been your safety manager and host, Jay Allen. And until next time, be safe.
The views and opinions expressed on this podcast are those of the host and its guest and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of the company. Examples of analysis discussed within this podcast are only examples. They should not be utilized in the real world as the only solution available, as they are based only on very limited and dated open source information. Assumptions made within this analysis are not reflective of the position of the company. No part of this podcast may be reproduced, stored in a retrieval system, or transmitted in any form or by any means, mechanical, electronic, recording, or otherwise, without prior written permission of the creator of the podcast, Jay Allen.
So, do you feel like you're missing out on what everyone is starting to do now, that live streaming thing, and you don't know where to start or what to do? I have the resource and the information to provide to you in regards on how you can stream onto 40 social media platforms all at one time. Yes, that's 440 social media platforms all at one time. All you'll need to do is go to safetyfm.com/one. That's safetyfm.com/one. That's O-N-E. So just in case. And you'll be able to start live streaming just like you're hearing people starting to do right now, up to 40 social media platforms.